So we're 1 week into this great season of Lent, and for the third time we hear Psalm 51, this great penitential psalm of King David, which as disciples of Christ should be a constant cry from our heart as we recognize first the depths of God's love for us and our unwillingness, our inability to return that love fully. Psalm 51 gives us a great blueprint on how do we show the repentance and the desire for a new heart. And that's what he says, create in me a clean heart, which is what the verse before the gospel points us back to Joel from Ash Wednesday. Even now, says the Lord, return to me with your whole heart. And again, this is the work of the disciple, but really this special work of this time of Lent is to allow our practices to condition our hearts so that we can receive God's mercy, so that we can give it back to him. That contrite, humble heart that he will not spurn. And we hear this great character, this figure, Jonah. The gospel is interesting. This happens a few times. You know, we want to be more like Jesus, right? We want to preach like Jesus. As the crowds gathered to Jesus, what did he do? He called them an evil generation. Not necessarily the winning strategy if you're going to have a campaign slogan. Do what you can to get the crowds to come in, and when they come in, bless them. Like, condemn them, criticize them, call them evil. You know, but we have to always know it's the compassion, it's the mercy of the Father's heart being displayed through the words of Jesus. Why are you here? You can ask yourself, why are you here at Mass today? Why are we following Jesus? What is it that we're looking for? And that's what he was doing to them. And that's what he's doing to us each and every day. What are you looking for? Why are you with me? Because he had done, I mean, we're kind of deep into Luke's gospel. He's done so many great miracles. How much more can he do to convince them? You know, what more do we need to see from Jesus? And that might be a real question for us. What is preventing us from giving him our all? What is it that we need one more thing from you, Lord? And bring that desire to the Holy Eucharist. Because this is him. It's the same Jesus that was there. He is here. And hopefully he won't call us an evil generation. But he'll do whatever he needs to do to get us in that position to surrender our heart to him. And even Jonah. Right, he preached repentance, but he had his own conversion. You know, the beautiful line that the reading began with, the Lord came to him a second time. Because the first time, Jonah ran away. And as we were talking before Mass, there's a little bit of Jonah in all of us, right? All of us hear that call to some degree, and we don't want it. Because it doesn't fit my plan. It doesn't coincide with what I want to do with my life. Or in Jonah's case, I don't want them to be saved. They're trying to kill me. They are the other guy. They are the not me. You know, we live in a very like bifurcated world where everybody's in their own camp. And we think the worst of the other person. For the Ninevites, the Assyrians, were really trying to destroy the Israelites. And to those people, God said, go preach repentance. He said, no, let them die. Then he went on his own way. We know the story that he was on the ship, got thrown overboard, eaten by the whale, spit out on the shore. The Lord came to him a second time. We serve a God of second chances. Again, the season of Lent is that time to repent in our own way. When have I heard God calling and when have I turned my back to him? He comes to us time and time, not just a second time, but a third or fourth, as many times as it takes, the Lord comes to us. And regardless of why we are resisting his call, he will present it to us again and again and again. We have the greatest sign we'll ever need in the Blessed Sacrament and the Passion and Death of our Lord. This time of Lent is to strip away all that extra stuff, all the noise in our life, all the extra things that we've told ourselves that we need. And we want to give him permission to be enough to us so that we can hear his voice when he comes to us that second, that third, that fourth time. Now is the time. Even now, says the Lord, Return to me with your whole heart. Even now is that time.